The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
The audience of IRB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Ja'far Ja'far.
I begin in the name of Allah, the most kind, the most merciful. It's due to that kindness and mercy that He gives us these opportunities where we gather in remembrance and glorification of Him, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Ali is that embodiment, yeah, of the perfect human being. That means whatever quality you want to find that will help us get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we find it in Ali. But when you look at the books, you know, as I said, the hardest part about delivering a lecture, yeah, without a doubt, is to find a topic for the lecture. Yeah, because once you find a topic, and then Allah opens doors, you know, but Allah wants to see me struggle finding a topic, you know, and hard finding a topic, right? Because you want to discuss and try to encapsulate an individual who cannot be encapsulated, you know. And when I looked at the books, you know, and what becomes clear is that there is one quality that Ali alayhi salam seemed to love more than other qualities, and it was the quality of justice, yeah, adalat, yeah. When you look at how much Ali alayhi salam emphasized justice, right, and this is what I want to talk about a little bit today, but when you look at Ali's relationship with justice, you find that Ali alayhi salam's relationship with justice was built on two components. On one side, Ali loved justice. Yeah? You can't put it any other way. Ali loved justice. Ali loved to be part of the process of justice. You know, we get this very famous tradition where Abdullah bin Abbas says, دَخَلْتُ عَلَىٰ أَمِيرِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ عَلِي ابْنَ أَبِي طَالِبَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ اللَّهُمَّ صَلِّ عَلَىٰ مُحَمَّدْ وَآلِ مُحَمَّدْ وَهُوَ يَخْصِفُ نَعْلَهُ while he was stitching his sandals. Yeah, we've heard this, right? We tell this to our kids. He was stitching his sandals. Now just think about that for a second, you know? What happens when our sandals break today? We don't stitch it. We go to buy another pair of sandals, isn't it? But Ali was stitching his sandals. فَقَالَ لِي مَا قِيمَةُ هَذَا النَّعْلِ He says to Ibn Abbas, he says, what is the value of these sandals? And he looked at the sandals and he says, لَا قِيمَةَ لَهَا There is no value to these sandals. These have worn out in time. So Ali says, وَاللَّهِ لَهِيَ أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِنْ إِمْرَتِكُمْ Yeah? He says, I swear to you, these sandals are more valuable to me than ruling over you. That means I don't have any desire to rule over you. I don't want to be your leader. There's nothing, you know, people, when they become leaders, they walk differently. Yeah, they talk differently. Yeah? They carry themselves differently. But Ali says that I have no desire for this leadership. Illa أَنْ أُقِيمَ حَقًّا أَوْ أَدْفَعَ بَاطِلًا Except that it allows me to do what is right and prevent injustice. He said, that's why I'm taking this position. That's it. Yeah? Because Ali loved, I don't even know how else to put it. He loved to establish justice. That's one component of how much Ali valued justice, and what made him carry out his justice was his love. But the other component that Ali had was that he feared injustice. Yeah? And he feared being part of the process that would allow injustice to take place. You know, Amir al-Mu'mineen says in Nahjul Balagha sermon 223, he says, by God, I would rather pass a night in wakefulness on prickly thorns or be driven in chains as prisoners than meet God and His Messenger on the day of judgment as an oppressor over people. or a usurper of anything out of this worldly wealth. Ali feared doing injustice. And when you look at both of these components or both of these elements, you know, the element of love and the element of fear, whenever these two elements exist in the same weight, yeah, within an individual, love and fear, yeah, it's not one outweighs the other. No, we need both. Even in our relationship with God, yeah, there's an element of fear that is necessary, an element of love that is necessary, and one cannot outweigh the other. When these two elements, love and fear, exist united within an individual, what flows from that individual is consistency in their service to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yeah? Pay attention. Why are we inconsistent when it comes to our service to God? Because these two elements of love and fear don't exist together within us. There are times when I love Allah, there are times when I fear Allah. The thing is that we have to have both of these elements work together simultaneously in our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the result of both of these elements working together is consistency. And when you look at the establishment of justice in Ali, the one definition or the one way you can describe the justice of Ali alayhi salam, consistent. Yeah, the justice of Ali was consistent. It didn't matter who he was dealing with. Yeah, you look at examples of how he dealt with the rich. Oftentimes, when people come to power, who are the first person they go and chate? They chate the rich. Yeah, they go after the rich because the rich will pay the light bills, isn't it? Yeah, but look at how Ali dealt with the rich. The second day of Khilafah, what does Ali do? He stands and he announces. He says, "Allah, إِنَّ كُلُّ قَطِيعَةٍ أَقْطَعَهَا عُثْمَانُ وَكُلُّ مَالٍ أَعْطَاهُ مِنْ مَالِ اللَّهِ فَهُوَ مَرْدُودٌ فِي بَيْتِ اللَّهِ." Man, yeah? You gotta have some guts to do what Ali did, yeah? Because he knew this would affect everyone. Yeah? Everyone who had now become wealthy, everyone who had now gained power. Ali says what? Know that any land that was given by Uthman and any wealth from God's property that he has given as a gift will be refunded back to the treasury, he says. I will bring every cent back, he says. And it's beautiful, he continues, and he says, because nothing would violate previous rights. And if I find the assets, I will restore them. Even if that money was used to conduct a marriage, I will bring that back to Baytul Mal. Ali didn't care who it would offend. Yeah, if something was wrong, there had to be the establishment of justice. This was not only how he did, how he conducted himself with those who are wealthy. Even those who are poor were treated with justice. Yeah, it is a story we get that once a man by the name of Harith says, "Kuntu inda Aliin faatatu imraatan." That when I was seated next to Ali and two women came to see him. And they say, "Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, innana faqiratan miskinatan." We are very poor ladies. Yeah, and so grant us something. So Ali says that if you are truly poor, you'll be granted something. And so Ali investigated, found out that these two women were truly needy. And so he ordered. He said, "Take each of them to the market. Yeah, and buy for them allotment of food, buy for them thalatha aswab, three different dresses, buy for them, and give each one of them 100 dinar from the Baytul Mal." Yeah, he gave, somebody came, he gave. Then one of these women comes to him and she says that I deserve more, yeah, than this other lady. And he says, "Why do you deserve more than this other lady?" He says, she replies back, "Ana imra'atum min al-Arab wa hadhihi min al-Mawali." Yeah? He says that she is a slave girl while I am one from the nobility of Arabs. Yeah? Ali does something beautiful. Fatanawala shay'an min al-Ard. Ali scoops up dirt from the earth. Yeah? And he shows them, this is where we all came from. Yeah? This is what it is. He just picks up dirt. You know, sometimes an action speaks much louder than words. He picks this up, but then Ali explains. He says, قَدْ قَرَأَتُ مَا بَيْنَ اللَّوْحَيْنِ فَمَا, he says, I read between the Quran, I've read the Quran. وَمَا رَأَيْتُ لِوُلْدِكَ إِسْمَعِيلَ عَلَىٰ وُلْدِ إِسْحَاقَ فَضْلًا. He says that I have not found any advantage over the children of Ismail over the children of Ishaq, walau janaha ba'udha. Even by the wing of a mosquito, one person is not superior to another person based on race, the Imam alayhi salam said.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
روحي كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيم وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صلوا عليه.